right, man. That Ain't Hip Hop album review. We doing Sean Price, Mike Tyson. Man, Mike Tyson is dope. You know, like I said, I forgot who the fuck I said it on. But you know, it's 90s hip hop boom bap, man. Sean Price been doing it for a minute.
I'm sorry.
Nah, we caught your ass. Don't be trying to hide it. It was you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, Sean Price, you know, been doing it for a minute, man, and obviously he hasn't lost any skill to me. This is another one of them albums that he's bringing like the old shit to the new, because you know, it's boom bap, but I think it's boom bap at its finest. But it's, again, it's like, for me, with these type of artists, I don't have a personal connection because they're just spitting hard rhymes to you, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely like this because it was very gritty. I definitely felt like a New York type of vibe. I was definitely, you know what I'm saying, it was grungy to me. At least that's how it sounded in my ears. It was real grunge, real New York, real hood. This nigga, to me, Sean Price, was kind of funny on the album when he was like, I have your mama suck my dick with barbecue sauce and shit like that. Like, he's hilarious on the album, man. But, you know, a lot of rhymes, a lot of metaphors. The beats are dope. So definitely, barbecue sauce was definitely one of my favorite joints on there. Pyrex, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that was like the third track. As soon as it came out, I was like, oh yeah, this is the one I'm banging with. You know what I'm saying? But overall, I liked it. You know what I'm saying? If you like boom bap, you like 90s hip hop, you like that New York shit, you know what I'm saying? Check it out.
Oh yeah, man. It's definitely that hardcore grungy type of hip hop that FIFA was talking about, man. Like, I think when the album opened, you know, I think that song that opened it, Genesis, was like the perfect way to start this album off, just kind of let you know what to expect throughout the rest of the album. So yeah, man. And I think the thing when you know, this is one of those albums that we've been waiting for like years, and when you find out like the reasons why it's been delayed, you know, you gotta really appreciate Sean P, man, for taking, you know, the time out to focus on really the things that matter, you know, sometimes more in hip-hop. Like, you know, he had a child, you know, got married and all the other stuff, and he put those stuff first, then he got back in the studio and put this album out, and he didn't miss a beat, man. You know, he's like you said, he's one of the rappers that can really rap. So shout out to him, man. And then Solomon Grundy is probably one of my favorite tracks. Oh my god,
the way that,
man,
snare hit,
I just love the way they just spit, and then it just ended Solomon Grundy, and then the other dude just come in and spit, and he do his thing.
Ill Bill absolutely cut the throat of that shit and stomped it, and then Macho Man Savage elbow dropped that track. And you talking about the other dude? You know,
remembering a track.
Oh, I expect that from FIFA. But I'm saying, Ill Bill bus driver uppercutted that track, and you just, the other dude came in. No, man, so I'm sorry. You can go ahead and finish now.
I'm sorry. I like it.
I did, but yeah, Solomon Grundy was probably by far one of my top tracks on this album, man. So shout out to Sean P, man. I was in Best Buy, that shit is gone, man.
I thought it was a good album. Sean Price, as usual, does Sean Price, you know. I don't think there was anything exceptionally groundbreaking about it. He doesn't tackle new territory. What Sean Price does is what Sean Price does. Sean Price does that dirty street rap. I can see some of his fans might be a little disappointed by this, only because there was such a long wait and we didn't really get anything that was just, you know, groundbreaking. But we did get another great Sean Price album. Personally, I dug Monkey Bars a little bit better than this, but you know, it's one of those albums that if you're in the mood for something really dirty, really street, really grimy, then you throw this on. I gotta be in a mood to listen to this kind of album. But overall, you know, I dug it. You know, the track with Ill Bill was definitely my favorite. One of my issues with the album was, I think Pharrell Monch deserved to have a verse on Barbecue Sauce. I thought that was kind of weird. that you just put Pharaoh Monch on a hook, kind of like the Slaughterhouse album. It's like, why did you put... The hook was funny. White people don't say the chorus.
Yeah,
or he'd be washing his mouth out with the fours. Yeah, that was cool, but why did Monch not spit? That was weird to me. Hush was another track I thought was crazy good. Crazy good. There were a lot of really, really dope tracks on this album. But again, it's like after you listen to like six or seven songs, it just starts to feel like you're listening to one long song because Sean Price doesn't really cover any different territory. He just basically tells you how he's the best and he's gonna kill you and he don't like other rappers. So that's really it, man. I mean, I dug the album, but I can't say that it wowed me that much, especially for the wait that we had to do to get to it.
Oh, you're not gonna take that many risks with people waiting on this album. You're gonna kind of play a little safe.
I think he could have. Sean Price can do that, I think, because people respect him so much as a rapper, as a lyricist, and as a street MC, that I think he could have taken a couple of... There were a couple tracks like Shut the Fuck Up, where the production was a little bit different than what you'd expect him to go over, but I think Sean Price could have took a couple more chances and got away with it. You don't think so?
I think if I'm Sean Price and I maybe duck down and I know the anticipation and the for this album is so high, I think I kind of want to make sure that I stay in my lane and just kill it instead of really just come out and jump on some Clown Casino and then kind of fuck. I know, I'm just saying that's an example, like take a risk. Maybe you could have taken one or two there, but I think it probably would have been...
Like, what kind of risk you talking about? Because, like, for me, like, artists like this, I kind of put them in just a lane and in a box, and it's like, I don't know how much further can they push that envelope with how they are.
I would like to see Sean Price maybe doing something other than talking about how you're going to beat me up and you're going to steal my shit and how you hate other rappers. Maybe tell me a story one time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Sean Price is a great rapper. He's a dope MC, so I'm not going to believe that he can't do that. I just believe that he doesn't want to do that. So maybe there could have been a couple tracks on there where he tells me a story. Like, remember on Street Hop when Royce did that? Did anyone expect murder from Royce? Hell no. Was that track crazy dope? Yeah. So I feel like Sean Price can do that if he wants to. And I think if he did, he would do it well. Like, you talk about beating people up all the time. Tell me a story of how you fuck somebody up and why. You know what
he's
I mean?
Kind of done
he's
that.
Make it more
personal. But I think yeah. He's kind of not just all
not
lyrical.
Just 18 tracks of, you know, I'll pee, I'll fuck you up, I'll stab you, I'll take your chain. Give me bars, man.
Done that before, right? What like the greatest, the Brokest, what is it? The Brokest Rapper. Do you know the name of the song? The name of the song, The Brokest Rapper. I know. Was it on Monkey Bars?
He's done a
and then
couple.
Didn't he have a love, like a kind of a love song? Not a love song, but
it was. Yeah,
yeah, you're talking about Heartburn.
Yeah, so yeah. He's kind of done that before.
Right, but do it again.
Yeah.
Were those songs good? Of course, because Sean Price can do that. But for
just
an album,
a bit more on this because people have been because
we've been waiting
for
5 years.
So
how long was
five
it?
5 years.
5 years.
Why not make like a street concept album? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, tell like a street story and make it a concept album.
But I
can see him putting that off.
5 hours for Monkey Bars Part 2. Or you know, Kimbo Slice, or Kimbo Price, excuse me, Part 2. Like, after 5 years, I want to hear Sean Price knock me out my chair. You got to understand, like, your fans want something. You know, he's got a huge, loyal fan base. And I'm not trying to say the album is bad. I think the album is great. The album is great. I love it. But at the same time, I just would have liked to have a little bit more, a little bit something different for an album that took 5 years to finally drop.
What's your name, B?
I loved it. I mean, talking back with when we did the Stu Bangers and the Vanderslice, this is my shit. I love this. I like the way he started the album with the hard, aggressive type rhyme flow that he's always got. Yeah, it's been 5 years, but I'm still happy with the outcome of this project. I thought the first four tracks, you know, was all okay, this is what I'm gonna get. But I thought the title track, I thought the production-wise, I thought it kind of switched up a little bit on the with title track, and then it kind of got back with Shut the Fuck Up Part 2. I was like, oh, that's easily like one of my favorite tracks on the joint. That one, and Barbecue Sauce, and Bully Rap, and I think that's what it's called. Yeah, love those joints, man.
Alchemist produced that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love it. I love it, man. Like, I think for me being a big Sean Price fan, I got what I wanted. Same thing with Mike said. Like, if you a Sean Price fan, I mean, I love this project. I thought even Ill Bill was probably one of the best features. He killed his verse with Solomon Grundy. I love that snare, that boom, that, that. Sound like some Castlevania type shit, man. That shit was crazy as hell, though. I loved it. Yeah, man, Sean P delivered a great project from front to back. Trying to think any like skippable. I don't think it's really nothing really skippable. I didn't even check the bonus. Did y'all listen to the bonus stuff? The bonus didn't really do much for me. I'm kind of glad I got the actual 15 joints. But overall, man, I love this project. The project was great. P was doing P, pretty much. Sean P was doing him.
Yeah, man, like I was saying, you know, it's 90s grunge hip hop, but it's like, it's not. Doesn't sound 90s. It sounds very much up to date. So, you know, I fuck with it. I bang with it. It definitely bumps in the whip. And I fuck with Sean Price.
Yes, co-sign it. I love this album. Sean Price delivered an aggressive type flow, which I'm always used to. I always love it. He didn't go too far left, but do try anything different, which I do. I said to Mike, I do like for him to do like a concept, a street album. Do something, you know, different. You know what I'm saying? But I still love it. I love this shit. Cop it. Copped it the first day it came out. Shout out to Duck Down. And shout out to Evidence and DJ Badu on that barbecue sauce beat. That damn beat was crazy. Love it.
I like the album. I'm not sure that I liked it as much as FIFO and B and Ken, but I thought it was a good album. I think, like I said before, I think that I just expected something a little bit different. Not drastically different, but just something a little bit different from a standard Sean Price album. And I do disagree that if you're a fan, that you will automatically like this. If you're a fan, you might not like this because you might have wanted to hear Sean Price doing something different after such a huge break. But, you know, if you are an avid Sean Price fan, if you are a Sean Price fan, I can't see you hating this album at all because it's Sean Price doing Sean Price. So pick it up, give it a shot, and see what you think.
Yeah, man, I fuck with it, man. You know, Sean Price came and he delivered what most people wanted and expected to hear from him. No whack verses and just him rapping over some gritty hardcore beats. And he did that. And there's definitely some standout tracks on here that a lot of people would definitely fuck with. So, yeah, man, I fuck with it. Fuck with it. Scoop it up.